2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
She was tear-gassed and beaten.
Images of thousands desperate to escape Taliban oppression filled our news feeds. More than 80,000 Afghans made it to America. But the story didn't end there.
It was very cold. There was no power, no heat.
Who would help our newest neighbors? I'm Andrea Smartin. In Stranger Becomes Neighbor, you'll hear the stories of some remarkable refugees who left their homes and their dreams behind, only to start over from zero.
Their only possession was three blankets.
And you'll meet Americans who stepped up to help them.
You want me to come when you deliver your baby.
What can one person do in the face of an international disaster decades in the making? That's Stranger Becomes Neighbor. Find us at kslpodcast.com, follow us on Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.
Utah's best athletes count on flexibility, speed, strength.
And the Jazz pick up their 22nd assist.
So they count on University of Utah Health.
Brielle Soleil puts this game away!
And so can you. Leading doctors, a world-class environment, award-winning innovation, care to be great. University of Utah Health, caring for Utah's best and yours. Schedule your appointment now at uofuhealth.org/care to be great.
If you've been injured in an accident, you need and deserve an experienced law firm in your corner. We'd love to talk to you about your injury case. Call us at 801-222-2222 for a free case review. That's 801-222-2222. You can also visit us at SiegfriedandJensen.com to learn more.
Your home for the best college football coverage in Utah. This is your Cougars at 30 update on 97.5, 1280 The Zone and The Zone Sports Network.
All right, it's your Cougars at 30 update right here on The Zone Sports Network. Jaren Hall, BYU's quarterback, says he's going to wait till the end of the season to decide if he is going to go pro or if that's even right for him.
I haven't given it much thought, I'm going to be real. I mean, this is so new for me. I think anybody would say the higher you can get drafted, the better, you know. So I haven't looked at any draft boards or what people are speculating. But, I haven't seen myself anywhere too high. So we'll see what happens after this last game.
That was Jaren on the Players Club yesterday on Unrivaled. Next hour, we're going to have Devin Kaufusi from the Utah Utes as the Players Club continues. Up next, though, talking about the craziness of the college football carousel, the money involved. Stay right here with us. It's Unrivaled on 97.5, 1280 The Zone.
Your home for the best coverage of the Jazz, Utes, Cougars, and Aggies.
Y'all ready?
This is Unrivaled with Scott Mitchell and Alex Keery.
It's our show, all right?
On 97.5, 1280 The Zone, powered by KSLSports.com.
Okay, welcome back. It is 97.5, 1280 The Zone. It's The Zone Sports Network. I'm Alex Keery. He is Scott Mitchell. We had a conversation with Devin Kaufusi, part of the Players Club, and as the Utes get ready for that Pac-12 championship game down in Las Vegas this weekend. Scott, of course, you're going to be there, and so we'll have all the coverage you can handle.
Wait, where am I going?
Oh, boy. You guys didn't do the team charter this year, right?
No, we
were
on
our own. It's actually better, I think, for our show at least, because you don't leave like 3 days early, like with the team.
Well, that's why I like doing it.
That's why you
didn't have to do this.
When you do this, do this. What is all this?
Do all this stuff here. Got to go get on an airplane
with a bunch of.
I felt
with a
important.
Bunch of players. Oh, you did.
Yeah. Look, I'm over the hill. No one cares about me anymore.
So going to the. Going to the airport.
Reliving the glory days is all it is.
Do you wear your letter jacket onto the plane?
No, that's too small.
You've lost all those LBs, though, man.
That's the only reason.
You've lost all those LBs, though. Let's bring it in. I'll bring in my high school letter jacket.
I tried to try it on the other night.
You did?
Yeah, of course. That's a benchmark.
A guy in a little coat. Is that what you were singing to yourself? Remember that old Tommy boy? Yeah. Fat guy in a little coat. That's like my whole life, by the way. I will say that I was pretty fat in high school, so mine's actually a little bit big for right. Yeah, mine's like too big right now.
I was not. I was skinny.
I know you're a skinny dude.
Yeah.
Good for you. I wanted to bring this up, though. I told you this before the show. This whole Pac-12 championship makes me nervous. Like, I've just started to think. What I let creep in is, what's Oregon? What's going to happen? Oregon isn't. I mean, Oregon's 10-2, you know, and so they beat Ohio State.
What's going to happen?
I get nervous because then I go, we didn't see this.
Michigan beat Ohio State this year. It's like anybody can beat Ohio State because Michigan doesn't beat anybody. I mean, they lost to Michigan State.
Can you believe they're number two in the college football playoff?
No, I cannot.
This is wild.
I mean, you talk about overrated.
Oh, come on. How do you say they're overrated?
Everyone's overrated. Did you watch that game on Saturday? Everyone's overrated.
Everybody's overrated.
Alabama's overrated. Here's the thing, okay? If Utah does not show up, they are going to get it handed to them.
But they've done this before. Okay. They've done it before.
They do not go into this game expecting that Oregon is going to be Oregon of, you know, your dad's era or of 3 weeks ago,
two weeks ago,
13 days ago.
Mm-hmm.
Oregon, they got a lot. Mario Cristobal is not a guy to mess with. He will get these guys fired up. I was curious. I was like, is Oregon going to bounce back? And they did. Like they got knocked off the world when they lost out in the college football playoffs.
Utah. That's the most they've been beaten in years, I bet.
And they're not going to take that lightly.
Yeah.
Do I think they're better than Utah? I do not. I don't. I think Utah's the best team in the Pac-12. But if they show up and show up is this kind of a timid playing not to lose kind of nervous type of play. And Utah just needs to go out and just throw the whole kitchen sink at them, and they just need to own Oregon.
I just get nervous.
But if they don't, boy, it is ugly. It's going to be like 2 years ago.
Scott, you could be calling a game in the Rose Bowl. You could be calling the Rose Bowl.
Yeah. But I don't get to play.
We could be going out doing our show in LA on January 1.
I have no impact on it.
I know, but that's what I'm saying about the nervousness. I'm nervous.
I'm not nervous. Like, go win the darn game.
I just want to go to the Rose Bowl.
I mean, you've been there three times. Would you please win finally? That's where I am.
And that one 2 years ago against Oregon, nasty. It was an ugly game. They barely showed up, and then they followed it up by going to the Alamo Bowl and not showing up to that game either.
Yeah. It had a massive impact on Utah, and I think it carried into the off season and the next season. And it's hard. It's hard to get there, and you just don't get a lot of opportunities. And Utah has been fortunate enough to get them. And man, don't squander them. Don't waste them.
So I watched this video today, and it's one of those dumb videos of like when Brian Kelly announced to the team, you know, somebody was sort of clandestinely recording the audio. It wasn't good audio. It was just like him. It was Jack Swarbrick, you know, saying, coach is going to come talk to you. It was an early, like, 7 a.m. meeting they had with the team. And he basically just, you know, made the announcement. And these guys were crestfallen. And some guys were sad. Some guys were mad. But, you know, it was what it was. And I watched it and I went, okay. And then I saw this article today of Brady Quinn, former Notre Dame quarterback, who called his move from Notre Dame to LSU classless. Him leaving Notre Dame is classless. And I thought, what are we talking about here? And I opened up the article, and the very first quote that he put out there was, it was just all about the money for him. And I went, well, yeah. Why do you think he went from Cincinnati why do you think he came over to Notre Dame? The money was 10 times better. Why do you think he went anywhere in his career? Because the money and the opportunity was better. And I'm going to emphasize opportunity because how many national championships have LSU won compared to Notre Dame in the last 5 years?
Well, Nick Saban, Les Miles, and Ed Orgeron.
All won them.
And they aren't the same coach.
And they're the last three coaches in that place.
They're the last three. On top of it, it's like these players are selfish. If they're going to go in there and say, this is a classless move, you don't care about us, you don't think anything about us, because every single one of these players – I don't care if they're not any good. They all go to college thinking that they're going to go play professional football.
They have
a plan.
Of course.
And the plan isn't staying there forever.
Including Brady Quinn. Do you think Brady Quinn's agent, when he went into the NFL and had his cup of tea in the NFL, do you think his agent went in and said, you know what, he loves this so much, take some money off the table because he just loves doing this job? What about when he negotiated his most recent TV contract? You think that he went in there and he said, I just want to say right off the bat, I'm doing this because out of the goodness of my heart. So
every player,
come on, man. Yeah. You every job that we're doing is you're trying to earn a living.
Yes.
I don't know one person who's not trying to make a mortgage or make a rent in this world.
I don't know. I need to get paid. I do this to get paid.
That's what we all do.
I mean, sure, we love it and we enjoy it.
Do you like your job? It's a benefit on top of all of
it. But we do get paid. Every player goes into a situation. Every coach goes into a situation, and their whole objective is, I want to play good. I want to show good so I can move on to the next thing. It's not so I can stay here. And it's garbage. Every college football program is a big business at every level. The coach, the players, the administration, all of it. All of these people are there because they're trying to improve their career situation. Every single one of them.
Right.
Okay? And every single one of them is like, if I do a good job here, I'm going to go on to the next thing because there's always the next thing. And when you're hot, when you're a hot commodity, that's when you strike. Because no one's going to just go, you know, Brian Kelly has been 6-6 and he's been just around 500 at Notre Dame. Yeah, we think we want to offer you the LSU job.
Won't happen. Of course not. And you know, one of the things that Brady Quinn pointed out, and everybody's pointed out, they're like, oh, look at this guy. He says he's leaving there because he knows he can go and he has a better chance of winning a national championship. You could have been in the college football playoff this year. And
Brian
Kelly's the other thing
been
is
in
go,
the college football playoffs.
And people are like, oh, it's easier to recruit at LSU because you don't have the same restrictions at Notre Dame. The academic hurdles aren't there. And Brady Quinn pointed out they have two top five recruiting classes right now. And I'm like, who built it? This guy. It's not like some other person was – there wasn't an outside source that was hired to put that recruiting class together.
It is Notre Dame.
But the point is that this guy did it. So you can't be like, man, he's just doing it for the money because they already have really good recruiting classes right now.
Do you want to know something about Notre Dame?
Yes, absolutely.
Notre Dame could be Alabama. Notre Dame could win a national championship every year.
What?
If Notre Dame, I'm just telling you.
They've tried it. They've thrown all the money at it.
No, they haven't. They haven't. If Notre Dame really gets behind their football program and really makes it happen, Notre Dame wins.
Here's the real thing.
Behind all of this, they don't really want to do this.
What are you talking about?
They don't. It's not football at all cost.
All things being
equal.
It's not
in 100%. It's like, no, we're still an academic institution. We're still and they hold fast to that. I mean, there is a sense of a small sense of amateur, you know, college athletics at Notre Dame. It's not at Alabama. It's not at LSU.
Right.
This is about big time football and we're winning and we don't care what we have. We got to go steal Brian Kelly from Notre Dame. We'll do it. We'll sell our grandmother to win at LSU or any program in the SEC.
Here's the real problem,
except for Vanderbilt.
or Kentucky. Here's the real point.
Kentucky's kind of
– come on. Here's the real point, though. If Notre Dame would have offered $95 million in 10 years, same terms on the contract, and Brian Kelly still chooses LSU, we've all done that same thing, too, where you have to look and go, I actually don't really like working at that institution.
Right.
I don't actually like being at that place. That could also be a factor here, Brady Quinn. This guy's been here a dozen years, has played in a lot of big-time football games, has won a lot of big-time football games for this program, and has said, right now, I'm going over to this LSU deal. LSU looks like, to me, on paper, if you're talking historically, LSU and Notre Dame, there's no competition. Notre Dame is the one with the bigger name. The cooler, you know, everything surrounding it is awesome, except for the national championships won in the past
tradition,
8 years.
The history, the
all those things,
the popularity. I mean, there's no question about it. If Notre Dame is so bent sideways about all of this, when you bring in Brian Kelly, if he's so great and wonderful, offer him a lifetime contract. Just say we want you to be here for your whole entire
right. Except for
we don't want you, and they're not going to do that.
Of course they wouldn't, because they have business interests in this as well, Brady Quinn.
Because you might not be that good in a couple of years,
Brady Quinn. Let me just tell you right now, Notre Dame. If you're so upset about Brian Kelly and doing this for the money, you're going to be real upset about this next part when you realize that Notre Dame does all this for the money too.
Yeah.
Do you think Notre Dame does this? Because they look at it and they go, we just have a rich tradition. That's the only reason we want to do this. There's a reason that their endowment's massive. There's a reason that they're shaking down their donors for money every year for the amount that they do. There's a reason that they have that contract with NBC. They don't do it out of the goodness of their hearts. They do it because there's a giant figure next to it.
All right, what happens when someone gets you? Right? You got pranked or you got punked or
okay.
You know, something like that.
I've had it happen.
Like you're embarrassed for a minute, right? Yeah. And that's what's happening in Notre Dame right now. they got punked. They're embarrassed.
Yes.
Right?
They look like the cheapskates. They look like the ones that aren't as cool.
Simple solution. To everyone who gets pranked, you just go prank someone. That's what you do, right?
Well, so go steal a big quarterback. Go steal a big name from somebody else.
Thank you very much. That's all you got to do. Make yourself feel better, Notre Dame. Go out and get yourself, I don't know. Maybe you go get Mel Tucker. Because Mel Tucker, he'll move in about two seconds.
Oh, for sure. Right? We've known that.
He'll be going, hey, how about Jim Harbaugh? How about Ryan Day?
Might as well. Look, take a shot at him. You got all the money.
I mean, Dan Mullen, he's not doing anything right now.
Notre Dame acting like that they do this out of the goodness of their heart.
I'll give you another one.
So dumb.
Go after Urban Meyer.
Yeah, have some guts. I mean, after it. Let's go.
You got punked? Go punk somebody else.
All right. Hey, that's today's lesson, by the way, courtesy of Scott Mitchell. Did you get punked today? Go out and punk somebody else. Makes you feel a lot better about yourself. All right, let's take a break here. We'll come back. We've got our What Are the Odds around the corner. Next hour, we got our Players Club with Devin Cafusi, Pac-12 Championship Edition. He's going to break down a little bit of what the team's feeling right now inside that locker room and inside their meetings this week in preparation for Oregon down in Las Vegas. More to go. Stay right here with us. It's Unrivaled on 97.5 1280 The Zone.
A stranger with a gun came upon two teens taking pictures under a rising full moon. But violence is only the beginning of this story.
Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and I've spent my career talking about how lives are undone by violence. The Letter is a podcast about how lives are remade. Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.